Ladies and gentlemen, the war on meat is a successful one, it turns out. This week, the USDA released new numbers that indicate the frozen meat stocks of both pork and chicken have plummeted year over year. Take a look at these graphs. The outlier there at the bottom left corner is the frozen pork storage. Now, it's important to understand about frozen meats that they are the buffer between actual production in real time and the shelves and stores. So what happened last year when meat plants shut down during the pandemic is we literally ate into that buffer. We took frozen meat out of storage. That's what happened with the red line there. 2020 drops hundreds of millions of pounds. And we kept the shelves full by virtue of the fact that we had these frozen meat stocks. That's what the meat shortage turned into, was we dug into our savings account here, right? Only now we are at precipitously low levels. You can see 2021 is way below where we'd like to be in terms of frozen meat. And the same is true here on the chart of frozen chicken stocks. Hundreds of millions of pounds below a comfortable level where we typically are and what we have capacity for. Now, these things are not going to magically recover and return to normal levels. This isn't just a blip on the radar due to the pandemic. In fact, it's going to get worse. Hear from Reuters yesterday. Hog futures are rising due to expectations of tightening U.S. supplies. Chicago, lean hog futures jumped to life of contract highs due to tightening U.S. hog and pork supplies, according to analysts. In the report, the U.S. swine herd was only 73.5 million pigs, down from 76 million last year, and analysts were actually expecting more than that this year, but somehow they're just gone. They're not there. The pigs are not there. Quote, it's going to be an environment where the pork supplies are quite a bit smaller than expected. The same thing is true. The same trend is there in beef, where cattle placements were down precipitously year over year. 23% of the cows that were supposed to be going to the feedlot to grow and then be served as meat aren't there. So the meat supply is contracting. The pipelines themselves are shrinking, and we're already digging into the buffer, those frozen meat supplies. This is by design, because we know how badly these people want to end meat, want to take away your healthy fats and good protein. They want you eating, as Bill Gates said, we should all be eating synthetic lab-grown meat from the guy who's funding synthetic lab-grown meat. Here's a University of Oxford professor who says, maybe we should start dyeing meat blue to make people aware that it's not the most sustainable and healthy. How can you lie like that? They're just outright lying. Dietary choices. We'd like to nudge consumers, their word for social engineering, pushing people away towards the choices that they want people to make. We know this is the agenda because they're quite open about it, from the New York Times talking about the end of meat being needed because you should care about racial justice and climate change. And obviously meat is racist and bad for the environment. The Rockefeller Foundation also talks about the need for a racially transformed, in fact now it's with the Biden administration, it's a USDA priority. They have a head of racial sustainability within the food system. But it's mostly this net zero drive, as quite beautifully actually illustrated in this report, Absolute Zero, from a UK firm who put forward this timeline leading up to 2050. Taking a couple examples like food, where we see up to 2030, we're going to reduce national consumption of beef and lamb by half. Beef, we're going to stop eating it halfway by 2030, and then phased out completely by 2050. Beef and lamb phased out along with all imports not transported by train. So that's part of why they're jamming giant ships into the Suez Canal, because they have to stop shipping too. That's dirty and dangerous. It's got carbon emissions and we're driving to absolute zero. Turn off the shipping. Stop it all. But back to food. They're also just buying farmers out, but this is an extremely dangerous precedent here, because it's not that they're just buying the farm. Take a look. Here's a piece from the Netherlands. This is the Dutch headline. Here it is translated. This is how it works when the state wants to buy out farmers. Hey, you can make 700,000 euros. Sounds great. What a great exit strategy. But I want you to pay very, very close attention to what's happening here, because the state is coming in and buying out these farms, but they're not buying the farms. What they're doing is giving dollars, euros, to farmers and saying, we now own your pig rights. Pig farmers receive a market-based payment for pig rights. This can be 52 euros per pig or 151, depending on where you live. Selling a pig right, get out of here, is different from selling your pigs. You sell the right to keep pigs ever. One day again, you are giving up your ability to ever raise pigs legally again. It really is the intention that the farm will be given a different purpose after this. Pig farmers are therefore obliged to demolish your stables. Okay? You're getting paid 700,000 euros to demolish your stables and promise the government that you will never raise pigs again. And if you do, that's illegal. You sold your pig rights. Wait a minute. What the hell is a pig right? We all have pig right. There is no such thing. We all have the right to feed our families using whatever methods and raising whatever animals we want. That's the way it is on this planet. No, not anymore. Now there's pig rights. Now the government has put a nice price tag on them. And if you come along in a few years and you want to start raising pigs, well, suddenly you don't have pig rights. Do you see how dangerous this is? This is literally the criminalizing of animal agriculture. It's happening. This is happening now. I don't think people understand how quickly this is happening. But of course, that's the goal, right? Is to ram this all down our throats, literally, before anyone even realizes what's going on. That's why in their UN World Food System Summit, the chair said 2020 through 2030 will be the decade of action, and we all may experience some vertigo due to how rapidly things are changing. Because they know this is all going to happen, the decade of action, and people are going to be caught off guard. And my goal in this message right now is to make sure you are not caught off guard, and that you can take this message to other people so that collectively we can get off our asses and not allow this to happen. You will not take animals away from people. This is part of who we are. This is part of what humanity is cultivation and living with animals on a homestead, raising. I mean, it's unthinkable, but it's the total technocratic takeover of food, and it's part of this great reset, this communist superstate that is erecting itself before us right now. And you can see the same things happening around the world. I've already shared this study from the University of Sheffield that said, hey, sheep farmers could make more money if they just stopped farming sheep. We'll give them some money for carbon offsets. Okay, it takes different forms in different parts of the world. Here, I've already talked about Biden, the 30-30 plan. It's everywhere, okay? And the pig rights is a particularly pernicious form of it that I wanted to highlight today, because you're selling your right to ever again raise pigs. But implicitly what that means is that everyone else and everyone who ever comes in the future somehow never had pig rights. You didn't get grandfathered in. So these payments are just the cost to the state of somehow transitioning all of us into a new world, the new normal, where you didn't have pig rights. You didn't buy the right to have pigs. And so no, you don't get to raise animals. Sorry. All the multinational companies are already way ahead of you, right? They're already getting their fake meat out. Beyond Meat just got permission to take their products into Walmart stores. This is March 10th, 2021. So now Walmart wants Beyond Meat, fake meat. Of course they do, because they have a net zero. It's the same thing we heard from right here. It's the absolute zero. We're net zero emissions. Anything that's natural has carbon emissions. And so if it's a real farm or traditional ranching, it's not going to be at Walmart anymore. So, of course, they're adding fake meat. They've told the same thing to JBS, one of the biggest meat company in the world. So, of course, JBS said, oh, yeah, us too. We're also going to net zero. And how are they going to do that? How are they going to take their huge beef processing facilities and their fleet of semi-trucks down to net zero? No, they're not. They're going to get away with it. They're going to do away with it. And they're going to start, they have started, investing in plant-based foods. And fake meat as well. Everybody is transitioning away from dirty and bad for the environment and racist meat. That's where we are now. Especially this guy, Pat Brown, funded by Bill Gates, wears it right there on his shirt. No cows. Because that's the goal. We saw it stated net zero. It's right there. We're phasing out beef by 2030. Getting rid of it by 2050 completely. Bill Gates tells you. He's the one putting the money into Pat Brown with his no cow shirt. And he tells you should be eating fake meat exclusively. They're all over this. And the Biden administration, obviously, is all over it too. It's just a matter of time. Today, they added a tax, they're talking about a tax, rather, for vehicle VMT, vehicle miles traveled. So if you drive however many miles, you're going to pay taxes on each mile. So it's just a matter of time, and they've already started the lip service talking about special taxes on livestock because of cow farts, right? This is happening rapidly. Please spread the word, ladies and gentlemen, about what's going on. The data is prolific at this point. We're not speculating. We're not reading into the Club of Rome and saying, if we're not careful, this is going to it's happening now. So there's no need. It's all here. Please do your own research. Send me whatever you find that I haven't highlighted. I'm doing my best here, but I'm just one guy. And it's going to take all of us talking about this and being passionate about it and acting with a sense of urgency. This is our decade of action too, or else we walk right into the reality that they've already scripted out for us. Thanks for watching, folks. Eat well, grow food, raise animals. Be well.